lit. My count is off. I thought you was counting in Spanish or something. You ever had somebody count you down in Spanish when you were trying to do some things?
Define some things.
Let the people say five.
Yeah. Define some things.
What's good, y'all? What's good? Yours truly, DJ Nas, here checking in for another edition of Pause for Applause, where if you miss a show, you miss a message. No response? No effect? No?
Just wait a minute.
No, all right. I just want to know what y'all thought about that.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
I was just trying to see. You know, I'm trying to work on a few things. So anyway, we here. We outside. We enjoying these good and giving back Thursdays. Alongside my partner in crime, the one and only.
It's Swell, man. It's Swell a Thrill. Professional shit talk extraordinaire. Love of the people, the coach, and everything about it.
Get my voice together.
Europe.
How you feeling? What up?
Magnificent.
What up, twin?
Sensational.
95 nature in place.
Sensational.
Yes, and you feeling sensational?
Sensational.
Well, shoot, court, hold on a second. If I introduce you, wait, let's get this.
Nah, that was it.
Oh, man.
That was my future. That was my future sensational.
You sensational. Just going to will it to happen?
Sensational.
I hear that. We here back at our full strength because court's here.
Hey, I'm present.
Present and here. In the presence. Y'all ain't like that? I've been working on my tagline because Will got here, so you miss a show, you miss a message.
Yeah, I got you.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I was. That. See? Now,
message?
Yeah. Now y'all paying attention.
I'm awake now.
I just want to see what you said.
Shout out to the Brown Bull.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed, man. Will, catch us up real quick on what you ain't do this week.
I ain't do a motherfucking thing this week.
What the shit? Every time, you would think at some point I would be like, yo,
do something else.
I know he's going to ask me that, like, so I should get ready for this question. Yeah, but nah, you'd be wrong if you thought that. So, let me go ahead and shoot that shit down.
All right, now.
I don't believe you, son. You make it sound good, but I don't believe
that. No, dead ass, bro. It's like, on like Tuesday, I'll be like, all right, nobody's going to ask me what happened this past weekend.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, yo, I don't even know what I did 2 days ago. And I'll be like, I don't know if that's good or bad. shit might be. Nah, I ain't do shit last week. That's a real rap. I ain't do nothing. I actually had to work.
What you do today?
Today was a good day, man.
Yeah.
Because a king was born today.
A king was born. Who was that?
Young Wilson.
Yes.
A.K.A. Trey.
Happy birthday to the
Happy
young king.
Happy day, man.
Yeah, how old did he turn?
12 years old, man. Tom 12 Brady.
12 years young. How you feel about that, old man?
Shit is retarded to me. Like, it's just wild how time be flying, man. Like, I just remember saying, like, yo, his mom is pregnant. Like, I'm about to have, oh, word? I'm like, yeah.
Cuz, what up?
Hey, one of the funniest stories about, like, when the kid's mom, Keisha, got pregnant with William, was, like, I remember I was a...
Got pregnant
I was
like at, you wasn't there anyway.
Nah, I was there. I remember it. I was at Gumby House, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about something. He was giving me this life insurance speech. Like, he always do. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Always got something to give you. You got life insurance?
Yeah.
And before that, he said something. We was talking, playing video games. And I forgot what I said. I said, yeah, well, Keisha pregnant. He paused the game and said, nigga, you was going to say that? Like, you just tried to slide that shit in there like it was, like, mad regular. Like, oh, the Knicks play Tuesday.
Hey, yo, walk me into that.
Yeah, like, nigga, what?
Well, here you go.
Like, oh, shit. Congratulations. He's like, you just slid that in there like it wasn't a big deal.
Why you think you did that?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, you know, I was, well. I'm saying I was young, but clearly it was 13 years ago.
Right. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was pretty old then, too. So, I don't know why I did that. It was just funny. You know me, bro. I'd be unassuming, and I'd be super personal about my shit, believe it or not.
Right.
Even with my friends, I'd be like, I don't want to talk about this. You know, it took me a while to open up about a lot of personal shit to people in general.
Why do you think that was?
Or why? Is? Yeah. I'm just that type. I'm a guarded person like that.
Okay.
And I don't, like, I'll talk to... my friend, that's why I had no problem talking to him about it. It was just funny how it came up.
Yeah. Plus, playing double dribble out here.
Yeah, pretty sure I was drinking. So there's that.
Right. There's that part to it.
But no. You know, I open up to, like, my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really speak to them. Like, everybody don't need to know everything, bro.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Lesson for you folks out there.
You reminded me of Q right now. Because Q don't share nothing with nobody.
Nah, Q don't play the radio, bro.
But he always want to know what you're doing. Why
that's one
me?
Thing about man. Hey, I give Q that, bro. That dude is he is so much better at, like, making sure he keep in touch with everybody than I am. Like, I'm super trash at it.
He's nosy. That's all it is.
That's fine. But you're supposed to be. Hey, yo, be nosy with your friends, yo. Yeah. Check on them. Make sure they good. You're supposed to be nosy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So salute to Q, bro, because he kills that shit. I ain't going to lie.
Word.
He does. I suck at it. Like, but I've actually been better.
You've been better.
You know what I mean? I'm getting better. So now, like, my cousin will tell you, man, I called him the day and said, hey, yo, well, he said, what? Say, I love you, yo. He's like, I love you too. You good? I was like, yeah, I'm straight, bro. I just, like, I'm trying to get better at, like, when somebody crossed my mind,
yeah,
I make sure I caught, like, I don't even want shit, bro. I don't even really got time to talk, but I thought about you, and I hope you straight, and I want you to know I love you, and I hope everything good.
That's how I am. I let it come divine. Like, I'm more of a just impulsive with it. You
know? Yeah. Mm. Like, it got to be
like
that.
I feel it on my heart. I feel that's, and I just immediately call people. It don't matter what time. I'm one of them type of friends.
Yeah.
You call somebody 3 in the morning?
Oh, man.
You're caught.
You wake up in the middle of the night, you just random on my mind.
They'll never call me.
I'm ain't going to lie.
Nah, that shouldn't, yo. Because the phone always on for you,
to me
boy.
Personally, I feel like because the proper person I am, I like to catch you in the heat of the moment where my energy is there. You know what I mean? So I can deliver to you
fresh however
it's
supposed
to come. It could be a business idea. It could be something that I might want to say to motivate you. Something that's just been weighing heavy, but I got to get it off right then and there.
Nah, I like it.
Because later on, I might be too busy or not, or just not even be in the mental space to be even talk about it. Be like,
that's,
all right, I'm cool.
That's exactly how it goes. Those moments will flee, bro, and it'll be over. Like, I might think about one of my good friends I grew up with fucking 9 times in a 3-week span, I just don't call him.
Yeah.
Then they go 3 months, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Damn. Right.
Hold on, bro. Yo. Hey, man. How you?
Yep.
And, like, I just, like, one of my goals is to just get super better at that shit, because I'm super trash at it.
Gotta appreciate the friends that don't skip a beat.
Oh,
though.
Bro, we don't miss nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's super duper love when we see each other.
Facts.
Always. When we talk, always. But, like, I just gotta get better at it, because I want them to know, like, yo, that shit be on my mind, shit be on my heart, and I want you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Share the love. How you plan on doing that? How you going to make yourself accountable to do that? Or do you want some help with being accountable?
I don't think it's necessarily accountable. I just think I to myself, I go, all right, I thought about them. Let me just do this right now. Like, it'll just be that random. And that shit be looking odd to people. They be like, yo, what's up? Oh, nothing, bro. I don't want shit.
Right.
I just got to get that off. I got to get that off. I know you probably busy middle of the night, I don't know what's going on, but I just want you to know that. You good?
Yeah.
You straight? All right, we're going to talk soon.
It don't even take much.
No, that's it. I just want to put the fly in there.
Absolutely.
Put the fly in there, man. Put the fly out there. Put it in their hand. There you go.
I respect that. I'm sure people appreciate that. But, you know, I think about it because I'm thinking about it, you know, I still try not to do it at the most obtuse time, because I'm like you. I think about some shit at 3 a.m. I'm like, I can't call you.
Yeah.
I know how I'm feeling, but you know, I ain't gonna do that to you. And then you think something wrong because I don't ever do that. But you know, I could definitely see the point and the importance of doing it that way. You know
I'm never up that late, so
no fair Fridays. What's good, fam?
You know, I ain't up that late, so you know, I see it in the morning. Hey, that shit might be the best time to text me in the middle of the night. I might catch that shit in the morning.
Yeah, because we don't read
text messages. Once that fucking day start, buddy.
We don't read no text messages.
Man. It's not that
ever.
I don't read them, bro. Yeah, it's that I don't see them.
You need to put somebody on payroll for that.
Listen, how many unread text messages does that say?
That's 55.
55.
Okay.
That's from today. And I read most of them. So that
Marlon,
like,
what up?
I get like 100 text messages a day, yo.
Hey,
it should sound like I'm popular,
tough.
But I'm really not.
That's
pretty much what it means.
I'm really not.
All right, man. Let's get into it, man.
You're talking about your president?
I wanted to talk about these Braves one more time.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Really?
I did.
Why? Baseball
I'm
over.
Saying.
That's finished.
Trying to figure out why the bus is moving that fast.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out.
Niggas had fucking rockets on the side of that shit, bro.
I'm enjoying the scientific breakdown as to the reason why it is.
Let me hear this shit.
I'm just saying. I've just been reading
it. Man. Talk that talk.
Because, you know, I will put together a conspiracy theory.
Oh, now run it. That's what I'm here.
That's what But no.
So you got your haircut today.
It is. Listen, I came ready for it, right? The thoughts just manifest different when you got less hair in your head, man.
Lou done got to you.
But listen to Lou.
Shout out to Lou, man.
Oh, man. But no, I've been reading because I don't want to say excuse. The reasoning they've been saying is because they didn't want the bus to get caught up on a connector going north or whatever, whatever. And I'm like,
I was going to shut down traffic anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
So let's try another excuse.
Well, you shooting holes in it. I was just saying what the justification they've been coming up with it. Because I don't try to automatically go to, oh, they don't want downtown people to celebrate because that's, you know what I'm saying? It's easy to go that way. And I was like, you know what?
It was a mixed crowd out there, y'all. It wasn't that.
It was more mixed in one area than the other, though.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
only black people up there is fucking Okuna Jr. in court. That's it.
Y'all be out there chilling by yourselves.
It'd be Okuna in court. They'd be at the battery eating wings.
It's interesting though. Nah, I don't want to talk about him because you know I'm not really happy about that, and I'm trying to you know change my energy right now.
Oh, okay.
You know what I do? Nah,
go ahead.
Nah, I was just wondering because you know I had to catch myself today. Like, how many times did you have to catch yourself in the last week before you said, "Damn, it's getting dark early"?
Bro, I hate that shit.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Like, at what point are we going to just fucking get rid of this daylight saving time shit?
Oh, gosh.
This shit serves no purpose anymore, y'all. Let's just stop.
The point that I found out was it's up to the president if you want to use it or not.
So nothing's changing.
I'm just saying, because Trump was talking about changing it as well.
Let me tell you something, man.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Joey, you want to save this fucking presidency? Fix this daylight fucking saving
time,
bro.
That's going to do it?
Hell no. Nah, you got to try something. Do something. God face damn. Do something.
Styles, what it do, Jay?
Help me.
What's her name said?
Help me.
He said, what's the name of her? I forgot who said that. He said, man, Joey Friday, a second from San Diego in one of these interviews, bro. Boy.
Oh, man.
Like, in his mind, that man really think he black. Like, when I hear him talk to him, I'll be like, bro, like, somebody didn't try to give you this card like you good in the hood. What? I don't understand. Yo, for all my black people, bro, stop giving out these cards or these passes to people. Nah, bro, ain't no honorary blacks. You want to support the movement, support it. But support Absolutely. It as a white man. Ain't no honorary black. Like, nah, that's my nick. Oh, fam. I don't even drop the N-bomb around white people like that, bro.
Okay.
You said no more invites to the cookout?
Nah, they putting raisins in a tater salad. Nah, they could come. You know they bringing Bud Light, though. They bringing Absolutely. That beer nobody really want to fuck with. Nah, yo, what is Yo, fam. Yo, just sit down,
Bud bro. Light tastes like... Wine spritzer.
Yeah, that shit like, yo,
and
you bought
Coke 42. Not even all 42.
And then he brought, I drank 24 of them. No shit you did.
Yeah.
Right.
So you had a cup of Henny, nigga. That's what you equivalent.
Yeah.
That's what you had just now.
Oh, my God.
Except you got to go to the bathroom 17 times in the next 30 minutes.
All right.
Anyway.
Are we done? Is that what you wanted to talk about with Joey Friday?
Nah, man, dude, you don't want to get into it, and I don't want either, man.
I'm just tired of giving him that cool
ass nickname. Hey, we fucked up, yo. Hey, y'all, we fucked up, man.
We?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody went to the polls. We fucked up.
You calling it after 1 year. It's a wrap.
I don't see it, bro.
You don't see it changing?
I don't see it. And I watch him. I feel like he got older. I think he aged like 5 years in the last 6 months. It's like, he's 90 now. I got seen another day. I was like, this motherfucker 90 years old, man.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heh. Tears with tears.
You got smoke with Biden?
With Biden?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do something for me to have smoke with him. So I don't know how. Yeah, so I don't.
That's the problem. That's the smoke I got with him.
Yeah. How about he ain't done shit?
What's going on?
He ain't done shit, bro. What the reparations at, man?
Telling you.
You know, I was thinking about that earlier. I think for us to really, and I know we're getting way too deep, way too early. But anyway, I think for us to actually see some progress with it, we got to call it something else. We can't call it reparations. I think that's what the issue is. I think that the term and actual definition, even though we know that's what it is, mm-hmm. it needs a code word. We need to code switch reparations with something else. And then it may get the legislation and start to get the push that it really needs. But it's just like, you know, when... You know, somebody say, you say reparations, like, oh, Lord, no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oil. You know what I'm
curse
saying?
Word. Right. Curse word.
You say curse word?
Yeah, they be getting angry, like, why do you need that?
Listen, so I think we need to come up with something else other than reparations. I'm going to let y'all think on that because I don't know what, but that's just my suggestion for
So the idea of it is fine. Just we need a different name for
that's
it other
it.
Than that?
That's it.
Everything I have is super racist and funny. But, so I need to find a legit one.
It's a good thing, man. We got to come up with another thing.
I got a play on Bitcoin that I think is.
What you mean?
Coon coin.
Wow.
For reparations. No?
Oh, wait. No, wait. Coon wait coin. Wait.
Coon wait coin a minute.
No.
We can't do that?
What the?
All right, so no. So no to that? All right, so cool. Let me keep thinking on it.
Jesus.
Too much?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
We're hitting the button. Mark, oh, my gosh.
Hit the dumb button, Joe. We can't play that.
Listen, that is not going to be the title.
Yeah, so we won't call it that. I don't know.
Marlon, you way too negative.
Like, I just watched it, and I wonder how, like when they posted the post of, like, how much money that U.S. is giving to, like, different ethnicities. Did I get that? Yeah, I got that off. And just over shit that's happened in America and abroad, which is those are the more egregious ones to me. Like, so you've paid reparations of the Holocaust. That shit did not happen in America.
Right.
It was not done by Americans, but we paid reparations for that.
After you say what's really going on.
Huh? Don't nobody look at that and be like, what?
Of course the same guy that said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
Yeah. Just the fact that you felt that level of comfort to say some wild shit like that.
Like, so basically, you putting your arm around us like, I got you. That's basically what you're saying.
Shine my shoe.
Yo.
Maybe not shine my shoe.
Yo, I just caught what you say. Jarrell, what up, man? Let's move on to something. Right, obviously, Will is like, sheesh.
I got it.
And his son's birthday. Nah, you so, can
no, listen. No, so the event of the week so far, definitely, was Kanye on Drink Champs.
Yeah, man.
You had, like, how much of this did you actually consume? Nah, so let me ask you that.
I made it through about 60%.
60%?
Yeah.
Well, that's saying something. That shit is like 3 hours long.
Absolutely.
2.5 hours.
2.5?
2.5.
3. Yeah. Just but you got to pause the shit, so you got to count them some minutes in between when you got to take a break.
Yeah.
So I had to watch a little bit of it again. So he started off not as wild as I originally thought.
Mm-hmm. Got him lit.
You know what I mean? Unfortunately, that yes, fucking Henny got him, bro.
Boy.
But anyway, he was... Some of the points was coherent at first, bro. Like, he was going, I was like, all right. But you got it. You had to dig for him. Like, because he was talking in yay code. You know what I mean? And that shit is.
Yay code.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Y'all being real generous right now.
You got to be careful how much you understand. Nah, the first portion of this shit before he really got lit, there was valid points he had in there. Like, he wasn't ODing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just got super incoherent and he was all over the fucking place.
Once North started making him do the comparison or the verses between the particular artists that he was naming, that's what.
Wait, what happened? I'm not even missed that part. I was jumping around.
North played a game with him.
Yeah.
At the
towards
the end, he played a game with him basically where he was asking him, who do you prefer? Who do you pick as the better artist? Yeah. He was putting like, you know, Benny Siegel versus Cameron. There's anybody.
Will or not.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? And
so basically, people he know and work with.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And create controversy questions. That's exactly
what happened. He was throwing the alley towards him, and Kanye took full advantage. He couldn't even get through half the whole game because he was locking in on certain individuals.
Going crazy.
It was just snapping.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Noah, see, that's what's so funny about the show because Noah had a hard time trying to gain control of his show. It almost became Kanye.
They kind of knew. I mean, that's kind of what I expected anyway.
Yeah. When you invite Ye. That's what it's going to be.
Absolutely.
Job, he said he watched 20%, he turned it off.
Bro, what it's going to be. Like, you had to catch it from the very beginning where the thoughts weren't as incoherent as they were as the show got on. Because, boy, if you try to catch it from the middle.
Running in circles for him.
Dash, you was like, yo, and at one point, because a portion we listened to together, I was like, yo, I feel kind of sick, man. Like, because Ye is like, musically, he ain't my hero like that. But musically, I'm a super fan.
Right.
Like, I'm a super fan of Ye. You know what I mean? He's a musical genius to me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's had genius moments. How about, can we say that?
I was expecting him to pop out the closet.
Gotcha, motherfucker, yeah. Donda.
Go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
But he's had genius moments. And, like, so that's the yay and that music and that vibe that I kind of, like, I cling to that almost.
I mean, that's fine. But, okay, let's speak about the interview.
The interview?
Yeah. The point she was making before I interrupted.
No, I gave you the point of like when it started. I thought he had some coherent moments. And like I said, as the liquor started flowing and he got more comfortable and was getting high and everything, he was all over the place. And I kind of felt like, damn, I was saddened that he was almost like this now, like from not hearing from you for that long, like in a real interview setting, not some shit you popped up on TMZ or like it just I got saddened because that's not the year I want to see them.
I got saddened.
I did. I'm a fan, bro.
I am too, but I wasn't saddened. Listen, I got pissed off, yo.
What was the most?
I got pissed off because I got tired of people. Okay. And then I'm let you ask your question in the second court. But it was just pissing me off because it was Ye being Ye.
Absolutely.
Right? Even That's why I'm like, I'm not letting him cop a plea because he was drinking. No. He was just, that just amped him up to talk even more how he normally talks and how he really feels. My issue, well, let me tell you about my issue with him. One of them anyway, is he acts, he's aware of his influence, but then he abuses that influence at the same time. You know what I mean? It's like he takes advantage of his fans and of the media and then tries to pull back and play, I didn't do it, they did it to me. I'm the victim. So that pisses me off. Because you know what you're doing. And it's lazy. And for someone who says they're here and they have a purpose from God to do this type of music and this type of energy, and this is what you do with it. So anytime your ego pops up back up in it again, you revert back to this nonsense social media ranting that is just like, it's irresponsible.
Yeah.
So that's my issue with him.
He definitely be ego tripping. I get that.
Yeah.
I mean... Just, yeah, he does. But that's why I said the beginning of it was way more coherent thoughts. And half of the shit he was saying, I'm not 1,000% against. Like, I was glad he elaborated on the shit about abortion.
Wait, you know I missed that part, too. I must have been jumping around.
Yeah,
what did he say about abortion?
Basically, like, you know, he had that comment, oh, women shouldn't be allowed to do nothing. He was like, yo. Basically, he went deep and was like, yo, why do you think abortion clinics, where are they located at?
In the hood.
He was like, because what?
They're trying to kill black people.
Okay. He said, so when I say, like, yo, we should be against that, it's that I don't think women should have their own body. He was like, I see, like, deeper than that. Like, I see what's trying to happen.
Shut up. Not you, him. Yo, shut up, man.
All right, that's fine. You can tell him to shut up. Is he wrong?
A lot of times, I feel like...
No, you can tell him to shut up. Is he wrong?
I'm saying shut up because you acting like it's something deep that you're saying when it's something that we've all been saying for a long time.
You have been saying... You have been. I think sometimes we gotta chill and think everybody's as enlightened as we are. They not. Some of us is dumb
like
as shit.
I feel like he runs off with.
So I'm not saying fucking. Yeah, Ye is not the spokesperson for all of us, bro. He's not. I'm not trying to make him that. I'm not trying to make him some fucking messiah. I said he's a musical genius. That's it. Musically, let me say that.
No, that's what I'm saying. We can stay with the interview. Yeah. I got what you're saying. We can stay focused on that part.
I was like, but like, it's like if you say anything like that shit is crazy to me, man.
What, how? Like, I came at him about
that? No, you should come at him. Fuck it. Why are we here if we're not going to come at him? Why are we here?
We can do what Nora does and just, you know, celebrate him. Yeah.
But I think that's why he kind of played it safe. But shout out to Nori, man. I'm happy he got it.
Absolutely.
But, like, it was a bunch of softballs, bro. That's
what I'm saying. So how you... All
right. But it wasn't that type of interview. Ye is not taking that type of interview. He's not going to take that type of interview.
I get it. So do you think it's up to people of the media and people who interview him to kind of hold him a little bit accountable? Like my man Van, the one thing that he said when he was at TMZ, he went viral for.
Oh, Van went crazy on him.
Yeah, but I didn't think what he was saying was crazy. I thought it was him being accountable.
No, Van killed that. That's the same shit I'm basically saying, like, yo, man, I love you, bro. I can't even – please stop.
But you let me down.
Yeah, you're killing me.
You're abusing us.
Yeah. Like, so, yo, stop, man.
So that's why I'm like, yeah, I'm not – I understand the whole – platform for Drink Champs is giving people flowers while they're alive. Great. Wonderful. But you can't allow I shouldn't say you can't. I don't appreciate it when you allow your guests to abuse other people and then you don't even question them on it. Like the way he was going after Just Blaze and talking about you stole this, and the way he went after
Big Sean.
Yeah, Big Sean. It's like, yo,
that's no.
You're lying though. I'm talking about Kanye.
Yeah.
You're clearly lying and it sounds like you're lying. Because I don't know if anybody knows. I read faces. I watch body language. I've actually had, you know, training in these things. So I'm looking at this and I'm watching his face. And I'm like, yo, he's looking for what I can say next for shock value. And that's it. And then he's doing it in a cornball way on top of that. So when I see other people out there celebrating his little half-ass thoughts and little half-ass gems and saying like, yo, thank you, Kanye. You gave me more. And I'm like, yo, what are y'all watching? Is it just a celebrity status or is it the little words that the keywords that he's using, he's like doing a keyword search and say, what can I do to get these people hype and get them to tweet and talk about me even more?
Well,
that's what I'm saying about the abortion thing. Like, yeah, nigga, we understand they're coming after black people. Great.
Yeah, well, yes. That's exactly it.
So,
like,
anyway, that was my issue with it.
Yeah, but that's exactly it. Like, because of who he is.
Yeah.
Like, they hear him.
Lucian, what up?
They may not hear me. They may not hear you. But Ye, because of who he is and the platform that he sits on, they're going to listen to him.
But that's why I go back to him about it. You know this. And you say you're...
Who knows this?
Ye knows this. Okay. Kanye knows this. And he's saying he's there to be responsible and understanding.
He said that?
He said it in a variety of different ways.
Him and responsibility is not two words I put together.
Listen, but...
but you ain't never said I'm going to be responsible with this shit. Ever. And if that's what y'all looking for, you ain't never going to see it. But but it is dangerous. It's dangerous. Because like I said, like everybody listens to him and looks to him to be that.
And I think it's a lot because of his success. Because he's worth, what, $1.3 trillion according to him now?
I think it's $6
billion. Yeah, whatever.
It sounds accurate as fuck.
LMC 1974. Scroll back down. That's a good point. I want to hear what they said. Go back down a little bit. Ye brings valid points from a different angle. I think he throws baby food at the wall and some of it sticks. Hold on. Wait a second.
That was dope.
Hold on. But, Court, you had a question before then. So, you were about to say something.
I was just going to say, I would say, the most controversial or the most pivotal comment or remark that he made that kind of made that
stuck out to me?
Yeah.
I can't even think of, I'd have to pull up the quotes and just go back to what I was feeling at the time. Because it's so many times, like I said, we was listening to the interview, a portion of the interview. And it was so many times I was like, come on,
man. See, we caught it from the middle, and I was like, yo, I don't even know where we at right now.
Oh, my God. That's when he listened. But I listened from the beginning. So I was trying to follow his mindset and
his
train of thought. You know what I'm saying?
Good
luck. It's like saying, yo, Court, that Atlanta Braves hat means so much for the culture.
Yeah, but what about the Knicks?
Yes.
What about the inner workings of the white man?
But that's why that's why I respect Trump. Nigga.
And that's why Louis Vuitton should have hired me because I'm smart and I'm a better designer. I was like, yo, where you headed, my guy?
I know he put on, because he on his man's show. He's definitely going, you know, I'm a cross market, make it happen for you. Because I'm up here. He even said it like, yo, you don't think I'm not going to get killed this interview?
Of course he is.
He knew what he was doing.
Let me tell you something, man. All of that shit is good publicity.
Kanye was speaking his truth.
Yeah,
all of that shit.
The biggest thing for me that he said, though, was the fact that he was like, I owe Benny Siegel
$50 million.
He was saying that, yeah. Mm. I want to see that through. I want to see if he really gives that to him.
You think he gonna do it?
No.
What you say, Gordon?
He can afford it, yeah.
Do you think he's gonna do it?
Yeah, 50. I wouldn't give him 50.
I done seen Kanye wild out with the charity. And when I see him show love. So that's a fact.
But it's not charity though. This is paying what you owe. According to him, that's how he put it.
I mean, I'm just saying, as far as how he spend his bread when he wants to give it away.
Yo, if you see, do you hit his horn immediately after you see that clip?
What?
If you beat the Siegel, you hit his horn immediately?
Oh, what?
How long do you wait?
Now I'm emailing, sending during the show. Putting up all that, yeah.
Might have booked a flight.
Gonna meet him outside.
I got still in Florida, en route.
Well, yeah, you know I heard that, right?
You call me?
You send a request.
Cash App request.
Marlon said
$50 million.
Cash App $50 million. That's wild. Speaking of which, you're gonna get to that in 1 second.
Yeah.
Curtis G said, you think Kanye will give beans? Oh, that's the damn delay, Curtis. Yeah. You'll see it in a second. But Marlon said the Drink Champs interview with Kanye was a perfect interview.
Perfect for Ye.
See, right.
No, it's right. That's everybody wanted Ye to do something else. Ye would never go on some show and that's gonna give him hardball questions.
Man.
He would never do
Pretty
that.
Santos, what's up?
He can't even go sit up with Van Lathan or some shit let me go over here with Dale Hughley and Max, let him get on my head. Oh, he's not doing that shit.
I'm sorry. I'm just
trying to get up there and be like, yo, I'm depressed. I'm ready to leave this earth. And Nora be like, make some noise.
Yeah.
Yo,
fuck it. Tiger Ball. Bring it in.
Yeah. He's the perfect interview because he lets you get off.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to. Ye is not going somewhere where they're really going to press him. Like, he's not going nowhere like that. Even the cats who kind of toe the line, like a Sway.
Charlamagne the God shoot him out.
Like that.
Ate him alive.
Yeah, he went crazy.
Right. You mean ask him real questions?
He's not going for that shit.
We all see what happens when you press Ye. Look at Sway. Sway. You don't have the.
I've been doing this longer than you.
Which he really wasn't, but that's another lie.
Yeah.
The nigga just makes shit up. You know what I'm saying?
You got to stroke his ego, man.
Yeah, well, he has to stroke his own ego.
Have you heard of the wake up show?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But shout out to Ye. Hey, I will say this, though. I'm going to tell you a couple of shits that he got off that was I found fucking pretty humorous.
Go ahead.
Was the text message one when he said, listen, I had Jay-Z, Beyonce.
Wait.
Pusha T. He said, I'm worth more than all y'all in this text message.
Popping it,
boy. I was like, yo.
You think he dropped the phone after he hit send?
He threw the phone out the window after he hit send, my nigga. He took the phone and said, wow. I don't need this shit. Threw it off the balcony.
He was broken in pieces. I think at some points he said some real ish because, you know, when he was talking about the publicist, like, I'm not going to say that it was.
Wait, you gotta,
he was just basically context. Just saying, like, I don't like the publicist. And it's like, he didn't go around circles about it. He just kept it straight and direct. I don't like her. And he said the reason for it was because.
He don't like his publicist?
He don't like Kim's publicist.
Oh.
And he was like, because Kim has people around her that's in her ear that's basically playing her against him. And mm-hmm. he doesn't like that. He said the publicist is one of the main culprits. And he said he don't like her.
Welcome to being
And I love
man.
That. I like the raw truth. Like, sometimes when people go to interviews, they swag too many of the questions, man. Yeah, like, they be on some PR move too much. But I feel like, yo, he kept it straight. He can't do them respect. Even with the Drake stuff, he was like, yo, I can't rock with Drake because this cat is out here saying he clapped my wife. Like, and you didn't clap my wife. Like, stop the jokes.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Wait a minute. We're not doing that. All the wild shit Ye be saying in his songs, and you're going to get mad because somebody else is doing it to you?
Nah, he was saying it for the fact that, yo, don't. Ye, when he says when he does say what he says, he be saying it's facts. That's what that's his plea. But he was like, yo, Drake shouldn't have said it because it wasn't true. He played the field to his advantage.
But looping that into the Drake, did you see that after the fact with the Ye with Jay Prince? Saying that he wants to make amends with Drake and he wants to do his show. Looked it scripted.
He read
the shit off his phone.
Like somebody had a gun to his head almost. Like, it was scary. Yeah, he was talking.
So, yo, who's behind the camera, bro? Right. I feel like he in a firing squad in front of him. Like, yo. Say what I just said.
Oh, my gosh.
Or you're not going to make it
Jay
home.
Jay Prince was just sitting there with the mafia style.
Yeah, like.
I mean, that's Jay Prince, though.
Say something wrong.
that's Jay Prince, though.
Say something wrong. I don't fucking. You already know what it is. You ain't getting out of Texas.
Yeah.
But so you think Drake should do it?
Do what?
Do the show. He said he want to do a show.
I think he should
bring awareness to Larry Hoover.
You know what I would do? You know what I would do? Listen. What? Oh, I ain't shit. I would, if I was Drake, I'd be like, yes, Ye, I accept your invitation. And then when it's time for me to come on stage, I'm not showing up. Mm. And then after that, I'm going to just cut a check for whatever money he's going to raise because you know Drake got it. And be like, nah, I don't need you. I'm going to get his money because I want to get his money. That's what I would do. Yikes. I got a little petty in me. I'm just saying. If we're going to play games, let's play games.
A lot of petty.
More than likely, with Jay Prince standing beside him, Drake's going to do it.
I'm just saying what
just
I would
for
do.
For respect out of Jay Prince.
I understand.
No, listen. I'm just to answer that question that Will was saying.
Yeah, if I'm Drake, he set him up with the fucking Larry Hoover part of it. Like, oh, so you ain't fucking with who, Larry? Like, chill out, bro. I'm not fucking with you. That's what I'm not fucking with. Ain't got nothing to do with Larry Hoover.
Yo, I forgot.
I don't
about
fuck
this.
With you.
Listen, man. Listen.
But Drake's not doing that shit.
30 seconds and we on to something else.
I'm done with it.
No, I just wanted to get y'all reactions
to
some of these quotes. And like I said, hopefully y'all saw some of these. I'ma say the ones I actually agree with a couple of these. The one where he said, ladies, talking to women, don't text me back slow. Don't text me back later on in the day, hours later.
Yeah.
I need to see the high. I need to see the I's. I need to see all the Y's. That's what I need to see. I kind of felt him on that.
Okay.
What you think about that?
I don't give a shit. You can't ask me about texting backs. I'm trash. Respectfully.
So you got the same energy going backwards.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. Unless it's some shit we really talking about. Okay. If it's something random, I'll get to you.
No, I'm just saying what's up.
That's like, yo, I'm about to go to the hospital. Shit, nah, I need to text back. Like, oh, shit, what happened?
No, not the opposite. I'm just saying, like, yo, what up? Don't text me back 4 hours later. With a regular dry ass hey.
Yeah, so when you hit it with that mouth do, like you need to get back, you need that text back immediately. I got you.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I felt that.
All right, so we covered the Big Sean thing. Like this is all right, you know what? I'm not even doing that. I was gonna talk about what he was saying in a couple of
days. We do a whole pod about this shit.
Yeah, but I don't want to. We got things to get to.
T Scott?
Nah, talking about jealousy though.
Oh shit, where you hit it with that? Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah,
see jealousy. The Will Smith.
The Will Smith.
No, it's Jada. Really, he's got a book.
No, we putting Jada.
Nah, he's got a book out, and he's got a book out, and of course he had to go sit down with Oprah.
You gonna read it?
That shit is no.
You're not gonna read Will Smith's book?
No.
Like outside of this controversy, like you don't think?
No, I like Will Smith, but no, I'm good.
You're not gonna read the book though?
No.
Okay. I will. I read it.
No, I'm not saying I'm against the reading. I'm just saying, but you ask me like a realistic. No, I'm probably that's not really on my high of my list.
I don't understand you against reading. I get it. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
me cool. And Kanye, both geniuses. Will Smith just basically in the book he described how he was jealous of Tupac because of the relationship he had with his.
No, I don't like that. No. Bring the energy up.
Listen, to what it is.
No, I'm just saying because you just really just playing him off like he was just
playing him off. That's what he said.
All right, I'm just all right.
You want me to say it in Will Smith voice?
Yes,
or
I do. Like, actually,
no, I don't have that.
Tupac, you want to leave my wife?
Oh, is that Muhammad Ali?
That's when he did the Ali. When he played Ali. No, that's not it.
Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
Nah, he basically said he had jealousy towards Tupac because of the relationship that him and his wife had. Even though they never slept together, the type of friends they was. He was like, I feel the way about it.
What's your response?
Essentially,
how you feel about that?
I can understand that. I respect being honest about it because not everybody. Some people are like, nah, it's all good. I don't give a fuck. You give a fuck?
Yeah, because we got to think at this time they was what 22, 23
years
young.
Old. Yeah, that's not, now I would probably be fucking better equipped to deal with it. But then, oh hell yeah.
Oh, you can
and
see
especially
that.
When a person is fucking Tupac, it wasn't no regular nigga that worked at the fucking.
You just said they didn't have sex.
No. I said especially if the relationship that she has with Tupac.
Oh, okay.
That's not no regular guy. That's not Randy. That's fucking Tupac, my niggas. Like, that's fucking. Shout out to Randy, whoever that is.
Was that Martin's character? Who's the white dude on Martin? What's his name, Randy?
I don't remember. You know what I mean? That's not a fucking dude who just, I mean, he chill, he got a regular job. That's Tupac, nigga. Like, that shit hit different. It got to.
You ever been in that situation?
I know. Nobody ever dated Tupac.
I mean, outside.
You see what I did?
Yeah, I got you. I didn't think I needed to specify.
Nah, I got you. Nah, I'm being asked. Yeah, I'm being asked.
Queens.
Right? Jealousy? Yeah. I mean, I feel jealous. I felt jealousy before.
I'm saying to the point to where you, because he was saying he felt like he couldn't even interact with, he couldn't even talk
with a chick that was previously in love or still currently in love with another man.
Been with her?
Wait, say that again, Corey.
Have you been with a woman that is still in love with her ex boyfriend or
where did this Court's random questions? Holy.
No, that's exactly what that's Tupac and Jay used to have a relationship. Like, not gonna say they were boyfriend and girlfriend, but they had an intimate type friendship.
According to them, they never had sex. They never slept together.
And she like it was quoting things that she came out and said about Tupac to where she was basically in love with him still.
Yeah, that shit would hit me Will hard.
Will battle with that.
I bet he did.
His wife was in love with another man. Like, not saying necessarily like she wanted to be with him, but just in love and tour with him.
No, yeah, the idea that at the age that I would have been when all that was taking place, hell yeah, it would have bothered me. I wouldn't bother me now. You know me, bro. I'm on something like, you don't want to be here? All right, cool.
No, not even to that point, but, you know, it's. Go ahead, finish your other point. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to throw in another question.
But like I wouldn't feel the way now. In my younger years, that shit would have been heavy. That'd have been heavy. That's the fact that he could talk about it now, let you know, like, he done got older and realized, all right, that was some me shit. You know what I mean? I felt that was me, though.
So what age do you think it would have switched over for you?
How old am I now?
Yeah, now. Stupid. Yeah. Like, today was the day when I realized.
I was today years old when I realized that shit. Nah, probably my late. Yeah, man, late 30s.
When late I was like, 30s?
Right. Yeah, late, bro. I mean, after 35 is late, right?
No? Yeah, I don't know what it is. It is.
Oh, that mid? What's mid?
Mid is like 34, 33, 35. But I was 33 for like 4 years, so, you know, don't ask me.
Run it. So probably somewhere around there is when I started. I was like, all right, chill. Shit ain't that serious.
Really?
Yeah, because that's not the most important thing, man. It's not. Like, that jealousy shit will kill everything, bro. That shit is ugly and it's nasty. Let me tell you something, bro.
Go ahead.
Yeah, don't fuck with it then.
That simple.
Yeah, get out of there.
Okay.
Is it really jealousy, though?
In that situation.
That situation.
Jealousy, envy, all the Fat Joe album titles. Like, listen.
It's like more like just morally or moral thing for me. Like, how would I be with a woman that's not necessarily in tune with me like she is? Or I don't have that with my wife. Why does she have that with another man?
Oh, but then Tupac is dead.
Morally,
like,
He was at a certain point, he was still alive when he was feeling these emotions about Tupac.
Yeah. So they were dating, like, you know what I mean? And then they got married. And like, if you meet your lady and she's not fucking 10, she probably had a boyfriend before you.
Calm down, Kels.
She's probably fucking. Goodness gracious. She was probably getting, like, you know what I mean? So like, what you gonna do? Like, you can't handle God friend.
Yeah.
I known him since I was 8. Like, what you like? We just met, my nigga. Like, what do you want me to cut everybody I know off? Like, how do you want this to work?
So you saying you in a space now where that wouldn't bother you?
Yeah, I don't. I'm fine.
That's a long ass pause.
No, because I had to put in the context that y'all wasn't fucking. Like that, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Y'all was fucking would probably bother me unless y'all got kids together.
Time
in which case y'all gotta have some sort of relationship with each other. You know what I mean? Mm. But some of you used to be fucking. Andretta, talking about, we gonna go hang out, are we cool? Nah.
You ain't gonna let that happen?
So what about even after he passes away? She claimed that after he passed away, she cried for like 42 nights or 14 nights, whatever it was. She said, no, she seriously said she cried.
Yo, I'm just laughing at the fact you said 42 nights. Like, it was an exact number. So like,
I got exes, right? If some shit happens to them, I'm gonna feel a way about that shit. I'm gonna feel sad. And you, I used to love them, but I'm not like, that don't mean I'm fucking like, oh, wanted to be with them and I'm so sad they're going. That ain't that. That ain't that. There was some type of connection there if we really loved each other. Like, god damn, I don't wish, like, if something happened to you, I'm gonna be a fucking stone face. Like, oh well. Next.
Would you be open to your girl talking to you about them? Like, same situation. Like,
yeah.
You know, ex they was with for so long. Ex-husband, now you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Would you be okay?
I killed him. I mean, chill. I'm sorry. Too soon? My bad.
Not for me. Listen.
My bad. Yeah, that was
it. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering how y'all feel about that. That's all.
No, I'm thinking I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
After he passed,
I like conversations. Cool. So
yeah. As long as a nigga dead, then you okay with it?
Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, well, he alive.
Hey, that sound, yeah, sound wild, but yeah,
nah,
yeah.
He alive. I'm straight.
Really?
Yeah, I'm watching this nigga.
You gotta get that. You gotta get rid of that.
I'm seeing something.
Get rid of that.
You gotta heal from that or whatever.
On your own? Yeah. Don't talk to you about it?
I don't want to be in between that.
Mm-mm. But you're not in between that. She's with you. Okay, let me paint a picture. She's with you now.
Of course, you're right.
She's looking over you, bro. You in the middle, she's looking over your head. Like, yo.
Because I'm sure he had that feeling. It's like, yo, you want me and him?
Come on. It's black and white.
And then she can use our line. Like, I'm with you, ain't I? That's
Where am I at now? Bitch, don't play with me. I use that.
But yeah, you know,
yo, but seriously,
after he passes away, I don't really have no. It's cool.
But they're okay. That's what I'm saying. I want to get to a little tougher question. If they're alive now, you know what I'm saying? They can actually touch each other physically, but they're not. Nah, you're not having a conversation. Just tell her keep that over there.
Yeah, most definitely. Because it's deep. That's deep.
That's what I'm saying, though. So wouldn't you want to be a part of that deepness for help her and then know she can?
That's not my place for me to resolve. That's for her to get over. Like,
yeah, that.
I can't. I'm not finna. That's like that's almost competing. Now, at that point, that's where jealousy comes in at. Because now you're trying to
I'm in love
overrule that by making her want me more in tune with you. It's like, nah, that's something you got to.
I disagree.
It's a tough one.
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm wondering.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't
yeah, there's
a point where we ain't going to have too many of these talks.
I don't want to compete with that.
Like, so where we at now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
what's the limit? How many combos can she have with you about it?
Yeah, not too many. I ain't going to lie. Because at that point, if you keep... Because I'm not going to be bringing that shit up. You know it ain't me. You know what I mean? So if you continue to keep bringing that up, my thought is, nah, you want to be somewhere else. Somebody said marriage or dating.
Somebody said frequency difference, marriage or dating. That does matter.
Let's do both.
If we just dating, I can walk away easy. Marriage, I might fight with it. We might have some conversation.
But either way, you're not...
The timetable is very short.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to have fucking multiple conversations about this nigga you supposedly don't want to be with no more.
Yeah.
Why is he still a topic of conversation? Because I'm not bringing this motherfucker up.
And Dreda said, I would only allow the talk to go on for a short period of time. I don't have to hear about what the ex did with my man.
Factory. I'm good. Like, if you want to keep talking about this, I kind of feel like you want to be there. So, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you gauge that? How would you personally gauge something like that?
What's too many?
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's hard to tell because if it's wild, spaced out, it's just like for me. Like, I have children. You know what I mean? Like, so if the conversation we having about your ex is based on like, oh man, this
No, it's about them. There ain't no kids
involved. It's
about
them. Yeah. Then I'm telling you, like, we don't need to have more than two or three of these motherfucking conversations.
Okay, that's what I was.
Then we can get the fuck out of here. I guess what's happening next. and on that when that third one is starting, you gotta hit it with a listen. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. These conversations make me feel like you want to go somewhere else, and I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you the option.
Come on, grown man.
Go ahead and go.
Come on.
While we still alive.
That's it.
Stop it.
Don't have me sitting around this motherfucker looking crazy.
Thank you.
That's how you end up on Snapped.
How about that?
Write it down.
Snap still on TV?
I don't know. Is it?
I have no idea. It's best to walk away from the situations anyway, because then you subject yourself to being cheated on.
Okay.
All kind of other stuff.
Okay. I just wanted y'all to dig a little deeper. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, surface ass niggas. But anyway, no, I'm glad to hear it though. I appreciate y'all.
What was that?
So, huh? Therapy thought me shit. We damn near did it.
Oh, yeah, actually, that was that. That
no,
was
no, good. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about.
We say that. I got two more quick hits. Here we go.
I'm rich and you
Shaq, Shaq's statement is to his kids. I'm rich and you not.
Shaq had a quarter of the week. I tell you that much.
He said, I'm rich. You not.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard Will Smith say the same shit.
But it's a double standard, too, though.
Why?
Because Shaq said, I'll take care of my daughters. My sons got to get the hell on. Well, he didn't say get the hell on. He said, I'm not giving them nothing. He said, my girls, I take care of my
girls.
He's
saying that shit because he wants them to earn it. He's giving them shit. Because he said, I'm going to buy you a car. But then he said, let me get a Tesla. He's like, I ain't buying you a Tesla. Yeah. Like, you can get some fucking $30,000 car. You can get that. You want a charger?
There may be a Tesla that's $30,000.
And use one. Yeah, Shaq's not buying the kids a used car. He's not. He's just not going to do
it. So both of y'all on the same page with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. I like it. That's just more of like to get make sure your kids have that drive.
So what you going to do with the money?
And Will Smith said that about his kids, and both of his kids get to it.
That's what I'm saying, but that's in accordance to how you're raising them as well. What you going to do with your money? Shaq probably worth of $1 billion.
I know they got some type of trust funds trust, or man. All type
I mean,
of
he
things.
Got all kind of wildlife insurance.
Isn't that helping your kids then?
Of course.
Yeah, he's still helping them, but he's saying,
I'm not going to make you a millionaire.
It was the big scale things. Like, I'm not about to just give you a load of money and be like, yo. Here.
Buy me a Lambo.
No. Yeah, nah. Come to me with a legit business plan and have a degree because, he sent the post in to the chat about.
I like it. He was like, he wants you to have a plan. He said, I'll back you doing anything.
About the Daryl Bell situation. Yeah. How his father gave him some inheritance money.
Yeah, that was
he had a bunch of businesses for him to run, and he
fucking squandered this shit.
And that's, I feel like that goes hand in hand with Shaq's point. Like, I can give you all the money in the world. You can have everything that I own, but you won't be able to maintain nor
give you all the fish you want, bro.
If you don't have any education in business or whatever, you know?
I like it.
And like, he also made a point where he was like, I want my family to have doctors, have, you know, veterinarian, different type of professions, you know what I mean?
Right.
To be able to keep the generational wealth going. I don't want the generational wealth to be solely based off my income. Like, everybody needs to have something in their name and generating from their own name involving, you know, wealth.
I respected it. Good job, Shaq. Quote of the week.
Most definitely. I understand it.
I disagree.
I know he's not starving his kids, though.
I disagree.
Do what?
I would that part of it. I can see, because if I work hard and you make the kind of money, Shaq, and I'm putting myself in his big-ass shoes, I would want at least my grandkids to be taken care of. You see what I'm saying? Like, worst come to worst, you mess up, this is still there for you. Because if I'm truly legacy building and trying to help my lineage and change what we've been through and the struggles that we had to go through, I'm at least make sure my grandkids are taken care of.
I think he does, because Shaq don't even know a while back. He said that he does everything for his grandparents and his kids, and things of that nature.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm asking y'all, though. Yeah. Shaq was just the precursor.
Oh.
Because y'all was saying, nah, I ain't giving my kids nothing. You know, I want them to earn it, so.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't want to make y'all rich. I want y'all to, you know what I mean? My thing is I want to be the Angel Investor. Like, I want that.
Mm.
But I want to see some drive. I don't want you to be like, yo, I want to do this. All right, well, show me how you getting there.
Right.
Like, my son tells me stuff all the time. I want to do this. Dad, what's your mind? You getting there?
Yeah, what's that parenting advice you gave?
No, I'm just like, when my nephew goes, oh, I want to be a coach. You don't understand how much money it takes. I said, all right, well, show me how you're going to get there.
Mm.
Like, what's the plan?
Right.
There's nothing that's impossible.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You think all these YouTubers and shit that got successful, you think that shit happened? Like, they just snapped their finger one day and now I got 50 million followers and I'm getting richer off YouTube videos?
Yes.
That's not at all how it happened. It's not true at all. Like, you got to get the grizzly. So, what's your plan? How you getting there? Don't tell me it's impossible. Tell me how you getting there.
Okay.
That's all. At least that's what I took from what Shaq was saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it wasn't that he wasn't going to back his kids. I ain't giving y'all shit. It was more like, yo, show me, man.
I would feel personally I have to teach you these lessons for you to be able to maintain your wealth and build more wealth. And if I don't, I feel like I failed you.
Yeah, me giving you a stack of fish ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
I need to teach you how to fish.
Now that I got the bread, now I got to. It's my job to teach you how to keep the bread or get more bread.
Mm.
That's correct.
You know what I'm saying? The bread there, though. It's always going
to
be there.
You ain't going to have to be living under the bridge, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at the end of the day, if you know if his kids really need some money that they just out of college, just graduated, don't got no job, really don't know
what to do. Dad, I killed the man.
He going to put him in position. He got a million endorsements, million business ideas, whatever, or connections that he can get his kids somewhere in a different avenue.
I walked through the supermarket. I seen Shaq face 6 times. I'm not even exaggerating. Dead ass.
Wait, what?
I seen Shaq face 6 times in the supermarket.
Just, oh, you're talking about that.
Endorsing different shit.
Right.
I was like, this nigga is
you someone a cash. Yeah, right. Yeah, like, I didn't have
it. No, his face. He is a cash cow, my lord. He is on everything.
Hilarious.
Candy bars,
man.
Fucking cereal boxes, just everything, bro.
Yeah.
Icy hot,
right?
He's all over the supermarket.
He's leading by example.
What's that
too?
Button saying? Right there, bottom middle. Yeah, what's that saying? Hit that. No, with the one. Yeah, what's that mean? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, don't worry about that. Okay. I didn't know that was it.
Will Wilder.
Ain't he always? Listen. All right, man.
Yeah.
That was good. I had some other things. We have some other things we want to talk about. I mean, like I said, I'm just go back and say, I'm going to give my kids all the money. I am.
Okay.
I am. I only got one kid.
I'm not taking it to the grave with me. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I'm not going to be that guy. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think the parenting skills and the skills, the parenting on the one-to-one is going to outweigh the money and you giving them money. But once again, I'm talking about increasing the starting point for our kids versus anything else. So anyway, Trigger, what up? Young Velly, what's good?
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Yeah, I want to talk about sports real quick.
Let's go.
3 minutes. Cam back in Carolina. You happy with it?
He said 3 minutes. Look at the clock.
Yes, very happy.
Did you see it coming, though?
No. Not at all. I'm shocked, to be honest with you. Cam, right. I'm happy he got another gig, though, especially there. I'm just shocked that it happened there.
Right.
Good thing he didn't process. See what I did there?
See what you did.
Yeah.
Vaxxed up. Vaxxed up. Got a job. No, look at you. Kyrie, Kyrie, pay attention.
I was actually talking about Colin, but, you know, we go that way, too.
Kyrie, pay attention.
Yeah, so
he's playing.
I'm very surprised due to the fact, the reason that he left the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm saying. I'm shocked that it was that team that gave him that shot.
Right.
It wasn't necessarily good terms.
Wait a minute. Time out. You think Kyrie is wrong for what he's doing?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I said he's playing now.
Okay.
I didn't say it was wrong. I said if he wanted to play. Because it's funny.
Think Kyrie want to play?
No, I said if he wants to. I didn't say if
what you hearing, Court? Go ahead. I'm going to let him finish.
If you want to play, take this. And so you feel, I ain't taking that. All right, cool.
Bet.
You don't want to play. That's not, where is that wrong?
How is that different than what I'm saying?
You saying because, he don't want to play? No, motherfucker, he don't want to play.
Out of them circumstances.
He don't want to play.
But he ain't say that.
He wants to play? If you want to play, go get a shot and play.
That simple?
It's not?
I don't think it is.
All right. I'm a black and white it for you. I'm a black and white. Go get your license.
At this point, it's not that simple.
Go get your license and you can drive.
What does that analogy mean in this case?
Get your shot and you can play.
If I could go get my license and still take something, never mind. We ain't got time. Because he playing right now.
I'm excited about the black man getting another job, man. But this is Cam, this is your final chance, brother. You're going to have to perform.
Shit, talk about it, AD. All right,
nah, seriously.
But all right, man. Thank you all. Riveting episode of the Pause for Applause podcast again.
Always trying to cut me. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You ain't had shit
Odell
to say.
Got a squat?
Huh? Yeah, shout out to Odell, man.
Odell.
In L.A.
Is that where you went? Team. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To the Rams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big stage.
He's in his trash.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, you got a lot to prove.
Africa said, nah, homie. See, Africa, listen. We can have Africa on the show one day. I'm telling you.
And say what?
That. Just what she be saying.
I just don't know on a Kyrie thing, like legit. Like, I get I'm black and white and there's plenty of gray in it. But you know one equals the other, right?
No.
It doesn't?
No, not in this situation. How can you say that when you're totally disregarding why he's saying he doesn't want to take the shot? Get vaccinated. Let me stop saying take the shot because Kyrie will take the shot. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
How am I disregarding it?
You see, we outside. Come on,
yo. If a job say, yo, you got to do this to work here.
Mm-hmm. I know several people who are not
cool, and if you don't do that, and they say, yo, you can't work here.
But that doesn't mean
you don't see the connection between those two things.
But that doesn't mean he doesn't want to, you don't want to work.
So what does it mean?
It means I don't trust what you're telling me I need to do for my overall health.
Cool, and that's why you can't work here.
But that can't work here and saying you don't want to work is two different things. That's why I was like, wait, huh? That's what caught me off guard.
Yeah. That's true. He may want a ball. He definitely wants to play basketball.
No. Get up the ball. He loves
you're saying he may want to play basketball, but not that bad since he don't want to go play basketball.
That's not true.
No. Chase, what up?
It's not true.
Is the earth flat? We're not doing that. He apologized about that, LMC.
He cares more about the political side of things.
He keeps talking about his health.
I guess y'all seen a Kyrie interview I ain't see. I hear everybody saying he's talking about a lot of shit that I never heard him say. But okay.
I mean, because I didn't want to get the job. I was only out for like the longest.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parents.
So you wanted to keep your job.
A lot of parents are uncomfortable that, like, the bus driver is not getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
I always wear my mask and I always had extra masks for the kids. But then the job kind of be like, all right, shoot me
I'm saying, like,
you ain't got no mask on.
They don't feel comfortable with you being back. So even though you got a mask on.
Well, come do carpool then, damn it. Mm. That's what Joe's saying.
Yo, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. I ain't lying. I'm a close for real, though. Let me count this down on three. Can y'all get back on the mic?
Oh, we out? Yes, like, I guess we'll got to go. All right. Yo, we'll got to go. We like, yo, yes, everything shut down.
Three, two, one.
Yeah.